Hello, Frank.
Mr. President.
How's that sweet wife of yours?
Oh, she's wonderful, and I am sure Lady Bird's the same.
They tell me you old landslide Frank out there.
By golly, I was going all right. We had a good one here. I tried to reach you yesterday, but...
Yeah, I know it. I tried to call you back, but that damn Humphrey came down in, put on a pair of boots and a big western hat, and started riding the range with me.
I saw you on television.
If we could have got any help out of Humphrey, we might have won this election, might we?
Yes, sir. I wish you'd kick him right where I'm doing the most good.
What is your...
On the last night of the election, he did a great job for us here, too.
What is your majority in Utah?
59,000.
That's wonderful. What percent is that?
That's 57.4%.
Oh, that's wonderful. What's our majority?
We smashed him good. You had 54.5.
That's wonderful. God damn, you led us. Well, we don't have to get up and salute you.
I offered you my coattails.
Yes, sir. Well, we just ran on your coattails. That's what happened.
Oh, it was a great one. We carried the whole state except one congressman we didn't get.
Well.
While I've got you, can I mention one thing to you? Our friend Ralph Harding, you know, got picked off in Idaho.
No, I thought he won.
No, Ralph lost. It was the Birchers that got him.
Yeah, well, I swear, I thought he won. They told me he won yesterday. We
That's
asked about Ralph Harding.
I mentioned so you'd have it in your mind. Ron Collio won in Wyoming.
Yeah.
And therefore, he'll resign from that International Joint Commission.
Yeah.
And this would be an ideal thing if Harding could go on there, because then he'd be available politically for us in 2 years if we want to use him.
Yeah, all right.
He's a good man.
All right, we'll take a look at that.
Sir,
You get a letter in there to Ralph Dungan on that right away, and we'll take a look at it.
I'll send it in immediately.
Tell Phyllis we love her, and here's Hubert won't say hello. I called Dr. McKay, and he'd gone to bed. I put in a call yesterday and trying to reply to you last night, and he'd gone to bed. I'm going to call him this morning and just say hello to him. He didn't do anything to hurt us, did he?
No, he didn't. He was all right down to the end. We had a little flurry on the last day, but we got it all straightened out.
What happened on the last day?
Well, this fellow Wilkinson went in behind the back door and got McKay to issue a statement saying what a great guy he was. He didn't endorse him, but he said he was a great man. So I went right over to see McKay and said, look, you got to be fair. And he said, that's right, I've got to be fair. And so then he put on another paragraph saying that we were both great guys and that he didn't take any position at all between us. And this leveled it all out.
I believe, though, the old man liked me better than he did Barry.
I think he voted for you.
I think he just liked us better. And anyway...
Brown thinks he voted for you.
Well, anyway, we want to thank him. And if you see him, everybody you see it that helped us, you tell them that I called you and Phyllis and told you to tell them that we love them and we thank them and we're proud of Utah and we're particularly proud of you, Frank. Awfully proud of you.
Well, thank you.
I kind of consider you my own because I was out there a long time ago.
You did it for me twice now. You helped me in that first one. It was real rough. And this one, your appearance here in the Tabernacle was undoubtedly the high spot by far and away of anything that happened in the whole campaign.
You knew that I put that on all the networks, ran it, repeated it and repeated it, didn't you?
You did. We caught it at least twice here.
Yeah. We put $250,000 into it, and I thought the scenery and I thought the thing was rather effective.
We did, too, and this just thrilled our people to death. I'm sure it contributed to our win here.
Here's Hubert wants to thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President.
Hey, Brother Moss, how are you?
Oh, Hubert, how are you, my boy?
Well, I tell you, as I said...
You're not a cowpuncher, though. I saw you on television.
You did?
Yes, I did.
What was that?
Last night on our television. I golly, they had you going around on an old nag, and I didn't know who was going to win. You for the nag.
Well, that's a pretty sprightly horse for me. Wonderful.
Golly, Hubert, your visit here was tremendous. You know, they played that thing back at night. It came about 10:30 before it got on, but everybody said that was about the best speech they ever heard.
Wonderful. Well, I'm so pleased that I could have a little share in your great victory.
Oh, golly, we're all thrilled to death, and we're Democratic from top to bottom.
Did David win?
What's that?
Dave King?
Won by a good margin.
And what about Bruhn?
No, was the only one we missed.
I was worried about that.
Yeah.
But we got David back in.
We got Dave back in, you bet.
Oh, that's good. Give him our best wishes, will you?
I'll convey it to all of them, Hubert.
And Rampton won.
Rampton won by a good margin.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Democratic legislature for him.
Oh, that's terrific.
So we're in great shape here. Best shape we've been in for 20 years.
Yeah, what do you hear from Gale? Did he win handily?
Gale won by a comfortable margin. He's got several thousand votes now.
You know that Steve Young is winning.
Golly, yeah. Steve had a call into me. I'm just waiting for
him. We talked to him this morning. He's in.
And Howard Cannon's ahead, although he's got a recount, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. We've been on the phone with him.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you give Phyllis our love, too.
Well, I'll sure do it, Hubert. You didn't give it to Muriel, won't you?
You bet.
Have a good time down there.
You bet. Bye-bye now.
All right, bye.